Hello everyone. Today episode 15 already. So lots of podcasts coming up. I really like it. And this week busy with my Lucy membership. The launch will be of the doors will open at 3 November. Very exciting. Lots of great content will coming up. If you want to see more, hop over to mylucy.com. And today we have another guest. It's Christophe Wiese. Hi, Christophe.
Hi. Whoop, whoop.
Christophe Wiese, well, maybe you can tell the people who you are and what you do.
Okay. Hi, welcome everybody. My name is Christophe Wiese. I'm a marketing strategist. And Lucy and I have known each other for a year and a half now, I think.
Yeah.
I teach entrepreneurs mostly in the creative industry how to create their own unique marketing strategy by just being yourself and finding a way to align your marketing and sales in line with your with who you are as a person, which makes it much easier to create tools that fit your calendar and that make you really, really happy.
And can you tell us how you became to the point where are you now?
Yes, it's quite an interesting story. Sorry, I'm going to sit on the ground here because it's a bit noisy around me. It was last year, 2020, COVID time. Suddenly, one day at the other, I lost all of my assignments. I think many of you can relate to this or have experienced this as well. And instead of feeling overwhelmed in an oh my God mode, I just felt relieved. So for years, I had a successful business working for multinational companies, creating big launches, big campaigns, helping them with their sales teams. And suddenly I only had one client left, my first client when I started my business. And I just suddenly my agenda was free and I was thinking, okay, what do I want? And you, Lucy, I think you have the same feeling, right? You had a turning point in your life like this as well, I think, in your whole career.
Yeah.
So these turning points are really, really important for everyone. So if you are listening at the moment and you're experiencing a turning point like this one, stop and think for a minute. So what I did next, I asked my husband, basically, for permission to make no money for 3 months. You know, we have a two-person income. So this was quite a question because I really wanted to investigate, you know, where do I stand now and what are my beliefs? So he said yes, because here we are today. And I discovered that I really liked helping entrepreneurs instead of all of these big guys, these big companies. So I completely changed my business around, said goodbye to the multinational environment, started a new Crystal 2.0 version of my business, launched a new website, created funnels, an ebook, a training program. I launched a pilot of my marketing strategic program, which is a 12-week program. At first it was 8 weeks, but because of my pilot, I discovered that it should be 12 weeks because it was too much in 12 weeks. And I found, when I launched it, I found two people just, you know, entering the program right away. And I developed it while they were in the program. So this is basically my first tip for everybody listening. If you have an idea, you know it's the right thing to do, launch it and just start with clients in it and make sure you stay ahead of them. And this helps you, you know, create things in a very fast way. And with the feedback that the clients that are in your pilot, you can evolve what you are creating as well. Because at some point I noticed that my social media module, I also had an online academy next to my one-on-one coaching. It was way too much. It was way too much information. So the two of them were completely overwhelmed. And luckily, I asked them, are you still okay? No, we are overwhelmed. Okay. Okay, time out. And I decided to make that into a manual and just created that specific module just about strategy around social media, you know, which channel to choose, what to write, how to create your post, following a few tips. So, yeah. So after that, I launched my first full group, which was in October 2020. And this was the group where Lucy, you entered as well.
Yeah.
And we all were already in contact because we did a strategic session together once. And I just started approaching people that I knew already, asking them if, yeah, you know, maybe this new program was something for them. And you said, yeah, good idea.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, it was really nice. And also, this is how simple it can be.
Yeah.
We tend to think so difficultly, you know, overwhelming ourselves with strategies and funnels and tools. And oh my God, I need to have advertisements on social media. I need more followers.
Yes, I had also, sorry to interrupt you, also no the problem. Fact that you already can sell tickets for like an online workshop. Even the course isn't finished yet.
Yeah, I did recently for an affiliate marketing course.
And oh,
I knew
really?
I knew the person, and I knew she's top of the bill. Yes. And she launched it for a pilot price, which I thought was really interesting. And I know how much she gives. So I signed up immediately and she was, you know, suddenly feeling overwhelmed with the fact that 12 people entered an online program that she hadn't created or that she didn't create yet. But she just sent an email. Okay, guys, wow. Yeah, I'm a bit overwhelmed, but I'm going to do it. Yeah, in about 2 weeks, you will receive module one. Yeah. So this is how you can start.
Yeah.
And this is how you did it as well. Just do it. Create a waiting list. And then as a Speedy Gonzales, start creating until D-Day is there. And
I'm still doing it also with my Lucy membership. What's upcoming in November. And I still have to find out all the technical stuff. And of course, I'm working with my team together. I'm not alone. That's a relief. And but my plan is to start the tickets very soon because then you have the launch time and I everything learned that from you. but I think people don't have to think that like an online course, for example, it don't have to be finished yet, and then you can sell it. You can already sell it when it isn't finished.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, it puts pressure on you. So if you have a weak stomach, this type of launching
error
might be a slight disclaimer. This type of launching is quite intense.
Yeah.
But I also, I am a true believer in the fact that this forces you to stop fizzling and frizzling around and perfectioning everything. It takes all of the clouds, you know, all of the it takes all of the fuzz away because it's just a question of execution. Let's go. You don't have time to be overwhelmed in a corner. You just have to pick up your idea, map out your blueprint and start creating. And you know, so if there are people listening to this podcast doubting if they should start something online, they know it's, you know, basically by now that it's a nice way of, you know, warming up your public, your followers for a bigger one-on-one, for instance, a bigger one-on-one part of working with you. Mm-hmm. So a smaller online training is always a good idea because, it creates fans. So if you have that idea, just start mapping it out and actually literally schedule it in your agenda. Just block it. Block days and time to work on it.
Yeah, and I know what it already means, but can you tell the listeners what fans actually are?
Yeah, everybody knows the word fan, obviously, but Lucy knows in which context I mean. I mean this. I work with a customer journey module of Google. I am also a strong believer that apart from a very good positioning, you need to know why you do what you do, for whom, and then what you do, instead of us going to the Chamber of Commerce and, you know, launching our business, and then the Chamber of Commerce asks you, okay, what is it that you're going to do? Yes, I'm going to shoot food. I'm a food photographer. Okay, let's find the right codes that go with that. And then afterwards, and then you start looking for clients, and then, after half a year, you think, why am I doing this? So it's the other way around. So at first you need a good positioning. And once you have that, you know exactly, you can pitch your company without creating a burnout on the spot. After you do that, then it's important to have a good customer journey going on. And what I mean with a customer journey is that, apart from being visible, so I think everybody by now knows that they need to be visible, you know, in one way or the other, if it's daily, like what you do, Lucy, or once a week or once a month, I don't have an opinion about that. You need to fit a form, you find a form that you can maintain. This is the most important thing I always tell everybody, just baby steps, just start doing it. But then the most important phase is the think phase, is the second phase. You have the C phase, being visible. The think phase is where people are considering you, and in that phase is where you, where your followers are. They are already following you, checking your assortment once a while, and then suddenly this fantastic project that you did, and they start thinking, okay, this might be something for me. So in this specific phase, the think phase, it's important to show off your work, show reviews, show people that you're the expert on this specific matter, on this specific subject. And once they are completely warmed up, they enter the do phase. And this is why now we are entering the care state that we just discussed, the fan phase.
Yeah.
So once they enter the do phase, you want to make it really easy for them to buy. And we tend to be very modest, not putting our sales button on top of the sales page because it's too salesy, it's too pushy. Mm-hmm. But you need to reconsider that, because once people are on your website, they're either looking for confirmation or they want to buy something. So just please, put the buttons on top of the page, because this is where people search and they don't scroll down, finding amazing your website and going on and on. So they decide in a split second if they want to buy or if they're gone. And once they bought, for instance, your shoot or your training in your case, Lucy, then the care phase starts. And this is my favorite phase. You can hear it, by the sound of my voice. But in my opinion, the real sales starts when people have bought something, because this is the stage where you can actually create fans. And I think, Lucy, this is something that you are very good at. You are very approachable. You always respond. You have a high level of service. And this is also something that I truly believe in, because once you have fans, people that feel seen and heard by you,
yeah,
they will start telling other people. And then you don't need Christopher Bieter, the marketing strategist, for your funnel and your social media approach, because it's a word of mouth and people start telling each other about you. And this is what you want. So this is how you create fans.
Yeah, and I really think you have to step off from the idea that you are, if you want to sell like a product or what you do, that you are spamming them, I think lots of people think, oh, I'm going, if I want to sell something, I'm going to, it's like, it's feeling like spam, but you have to, you want to sell like an online course. So you really have to force yourself to do it.
Yeah, and on the other hand, what I always tell my clients is that please replace the word selling by helping.
Yeah, yeah, good one, yeah.
Believe in your heart, really believe, feel it in your system that what you created is actually going to help the right, the client for whom you created this. And so I felt when I sent you the voice app, I said I knew exactly where I was, because of course for me it was also exciting to do this, although yeah. I've been a marketeer for 15 years and 11 years my own company, but it's still, you're launching something new, you're always have like, oh, oh my god. Everybody has this, even the big ladies in the branch, and I know them. Yeah. I know they have the same problem as well, so because it's exciting, it's something new. I thought before I sent you the voice app, please use voice, video, personal ways of approaching your people, calling, and don't rely on sending an email will be enough to invite people. Just really actually, show yourself. I really think this could be something for Lucy. I really felt it it was something for you. And then it didn't feel like selling at all. I just said, hey, Lucy, this might be something for you. How do you feel? And of course, I explained a bit. And then you said, okay, tell me more. And then we had a conversation going on. And she said, oh, I also have a friend. Because, maybe it's something for her as well.
Yeah. So... And actually, the choice was already made.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that is also something that we're completely overwhelming these people with marketing, all of the marketing in 30 minutes. But this is also something that is very important for you to understand, is that, 95, you hear this number all the time, like 95% of the sale. I'm sorry, I'm looking for the English word. Yeah, so it's a large part of the decision is already being made. That's it. Before they enter a call with you, because they're following you.
Yeah.
They've seen stuff from you. They know of their, or they followed a mini course or downloaded your ebook. So they know already that you're the real deal.
Yeah.
So once they're, you approach them or they are approaching you, they most of the time they already made the choice, yes or no. It's just the last 5%, that's the rational one, where the part, is the price right? Does the website give me enough self-confidence that this is the right choice? Is the program rich enough, or is it simple enough? It's not always rich, or a lot of information not always right for your client. Maybe you have a client that is quickly overwhelmed. Please keep it short and sweet and simple. So knowing that once people approach you, they're buy ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yes. Also, yeah. And it works the other way around as well. If you have them on your leads list, so to say, they're there for a reason, because you felt something somewhere along the line.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Yes, and of course, if you're just starting with all those marketing stuff, it's a lot of information, I agree. But I think if you do want to learn more about it, because it's so interesting, and I think it really helps me growing in my business. So I think you really have to work also on that part if you are an entrepreneur.
I agree, and sales as well.
Yes, because you get you can't hide it from it, you know. You just have to do it, and learn from it. And yeah, of course they can come to you to learn about it, right?
Yes, yeah, they do. And you know, because I worked for all of the bigger companies, I was hiding behind their logos as well. You know, I was promoting A brands in the building industry, creating marketing strategies for them. So once I stepped on the stage myself last year, I experienced all of the overwhelm and errors and I don't know what that people that enter my program are experiencing once I tell them what needs to be done.
Yeah.
So I can completely relate to their feelings. But yeah, at some point it's just don't look back. You're not going that way. You want to move forward. So this means, you know, we're going to take position in a part of the market that you want to own and where you want to claim your spot. And these are the tools that go with that. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, that's also something that we did. But yeah, and I do it for myself as well. So I'm focusing on the creative sector now for over a year. And last week I realized that by having two client conversations, and they're both from the industrial branch, that I maybe kind of radically said goodbye to that environment where I have a lot of market value. So last week I drove back from a client of mine who produces glass for airplanes.
Yeah.
And this is the number one client that stayed last year, and he's still my favorite, so I can't let him go and he can't let me go. So we can't let each other go. But I drove back and I thought, yeah, but I can't maintain this relationship because, you know, in this new format, I just don't have time for a client like that. And he said, so the CEO said, can I just enter your marketing program, which is a 5-month program? So then I'm buying your time. You have time, right? And I said, yes, but, you know, the whole idea of my new business is that I teach you how to do it. And then he said, no, I don't want to do it myself. And I said, yeah, this is good. Eh? So and this is the problem exactly. But then I thought, okay, but maybe, and I had another fantastic conversation with a designer and also in an industrial market who did fit the business marketing program because she has a team that can do the whole execution. But I thought, wow, okay, but maybe I did it too radically. Maybe I can still create a, you know, larger company program where I have a team around me that can do the execution. And I still do the positioning and the strategy and the planning.
Mm-hmm.
And then my team will do the execution. So this is also some example of how I evolve as well, you know, over time. And this happens to you as well. And this happens to, you know, Lucy 2021 is a completely different Lucy from 2020. Yeah, but that's normal. And everybody listening has the same thing. You now think that this, what you're going to create is the thing. And then in half a year, you think, no, I need to develop something else. And then the whole process starts all over again. So this is why you need to know exactly why you do what you do. You know that in your heart, and I know that in my heart as well. And then it's a matter of, you know, who fits with what.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds very easy, and it's not. I know.
No, I know.
But it's the case, and I you know as well that I don't believe in create an ebook, a funnel, start advertising, and you're ready, because you know maybe it doesn't work for you and with you. I'm talking to the listeners. Maybe it doesn't work, and maybe it's not you at all. Maybe you work on a regional basis, which means that you need to find key partners, you know, that can be your promoter.
Yeah.
And will that be much more lucrative for you?
Yeah.
So everybody has his own marketing menu, basically. that helps you launch your products and services.
Yeah. Very wise words, Christophe. I think you already shared a lot of knowledge in this podcast. I think people will be interested in this topic. And I really think you also have to be interested because it really works. So, Christophe, can you tell the listeners what service you offer exactly in your program? Because you have a business program.
Yeah, I have a marketing business program. That's my biggest one. It's a 5-month program. Mostly for, no, it is for entrepreneurs that are that they have their business for a long time, like a longer time, like at least 3 times and a certain level of revenue, and they feel that the hours in the day are just melting away. And, you know, once that is the case, you need to start optimizing your processes and optimizing parts of your business. And this is what I do. So I start, we create a calendar, and then we find out what is it that you're going, that you are doing yourself, that either a team can do, or we can just record or optimize in a way that it goes faster. And it can be, I can't give any examples because everybody will go in overdrive once I do, because it's so different for each entrepreneur. It's different. So these are, I always say these are my big ones. And I also have a marketing strategy traject. I'm not sure if traject.
Yeah. Project.
It's also a program, but it is in Dutch, we say traject. I'm not sure if there's an English word for that. I think it's also, it's a marketing strategy program, and that's 12 weeks. And these are for entrepreneurs that have at least a 1-year business, also creative sector, like photographers, designers, video, interior design, stylists. These people enter this program of 12 weeks. And for them, we actually start creating a fantastic, sharp positioning for them. So they know exactly what to do and why. And, you know, most of the time people come to me and say, I don't know what to post on social media. Whereas the problem lies within the fact that they actually don't know, you know, who their client is. And then you to use. And then you also don't know what assortment to create. And it doesn't matter if you have products or services, because maybe listeners will feel like in it only talking about services. I also have webshop clients, you know, people that actually sell products. It's all the same. It's all the same method. And also then you need to know why you do it and for whom. So you can actually, you know, sharpen your tone of voice, align that with how your client is thinking. So this is what I do in a marketing program of 12 weeks. And I the rapid ones, I also create ebooks and funnels and other marketing tools that go with that. But we work towards, with everyone, I work towards a marketing calendar. Yeah. And I have session, one-on-one sessions with entrepreneurs.
Great. Well, of course, where can people find you? Could you tell me? Of course, I will put down the links in the description, but maybe you can tell us what is your website and Instagram name?
Yeah, my website is maybe a bit difficult in English, but it's crystalverbiese.nl, and my Instagram account, which is, I think, easier, is crystal.marketing.
Great.
And it's, yeah. So Christa, as in Christ with the L. I always say it like that. And then everybody from the UK goes ballistic because they find it so funny. But, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, people can find you, I think. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yes,
you're welcome. So people, thanks for having me.
Yes, it was great. And so people, if you are interested, hop over to Crystal, her website. And thank you for listening. Of course, if you listen to the podcast when you are walking around outside, to with your phone. So maybe you can make a screenshot and post it in your stories. Then can I also share it in my stories. And thank you for listening. And bye, Crystal.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.